It is Local Real Estate Today and News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Murray Gilbert here from the Murray Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's absolutely my pleasure to be here with you today. It's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
And let's talk about the Million Dollar Club to begin, because that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. You know what? Our annual Million Dollar Club banquet was last night, and it was an amazing event. And I kind of want to share a little bit about that because, you know, we kind of talked about this $1 million. It's like it doesn't take very many transactions to get into this club right now. But these are the top caliber of the agents out there.
And what was the banquet like?
The banquet was awesome. We had it at the UCC Wine Institute, and it was amazing camaraderie between agents. I love seeing the expressions and the joy of the agents that went to this facility for the very first time in Douglas County, even though it's been here for a while. I think it's a great thing for them to see so they can showcase and talk about one of the nice gems that we have in our community to their clients.
So what's kind of the objective or the mission of the Million Dollar Club?
So they have a couple of objectives here, right? So they want to upgrade the integrity, conduct, and productivity of fellow real estate licensees. They also want to foster and encourage a closer friendship, relationship, and cooperation between the members of the Douglas County Association of Realtors working in the capacity as real estate licensees. And it's also, as we do this, come together in camaraderie and support each other, we're also recognizing each other for their extraordinary attainment in the field of listing and selling property.
Now, you've got a lot of people involved in that. And it sounds like everybody that's in that, I mean, is really focused on what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. This year for 2024, which, you know, it's based on last year's numbers, we have members from over 18 real estate offices, and we also have 10 affiliate members that support the organization. So the affiliates are our lenders, title companies, and appraisers. And so this year there were over 70 realtors in Douglas County that joined the Million Dollar Club. And we have members in this group that have participated in this group for over 30 years and counting.
Wow, that is a long time. Some of the stories they could tell of real estate over three decades.
Exactly, yeah. Stories, people, forms, transactions, yeah.
Even specific houses they may have sold multiple times.
Exactly. And seen the changes over time.
So how does the Million Dollar Club work kind of structurally?
So we have a board of the Million Dollar Club. And so this year we had three new board members that are volunteering their time to continue on this tradition. So basically, we've talked about putting on education that would help promote and raise the bar of professionalism in real estate. We're looking at things that would benefit the community. So there's a couple of different sponsorships that we do in the community that the Million Dollar Club does participate in.
So a lot of interesting things there with the club. Let's talk about local real estate in the Umpqua Valley this week. It looks like it's been a busy week.
Yeah, absolutely it has. So let's dig into this. So for the weekly update from May 24th through May 31st, which ends today, actually we ended it last night. So coming soon listings. There was actually six listings that are coming soon. Be on the watch for those to get in there as soon as they go live on the market. It was a busy week for new listings. We had 55 listings come on the market in the last 7 days. That's up from 48 in the prior week. Back on the market, there's 12 listings that came back on the market. So this could have been negotiations. Who knows why they're back on the market? Maybe they didn't sell the first time, but they're back and available. Bumpable listings, this number is ticking up. So it's up to 4 for the week. What this means is that it looks like more sellers are willing to negotiate a sale that's contingent on the buyer's home selling. We don't have any short sale pending sales that showed up. Price changes, 42, that's 4 more than the previous week. Pending sales dropped a little bit. They're down to 39. Hopefully, all these new listings on the market will help bring that pending sale number up. And then sold numbers for the week, we had 27 closings for the week.
So what about some of the coming soon listings that you're excited about?
Well, this is one of my favorite things. I used to go camping at Loon Lake, and it was my dream to like have a waterfront home on Loon Lake, and there's this amazing home that's come. It's a coming soon listing. It's a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home on Loon Lake, and it's going to be coming on the market at $895,000. It was built in 2011. Has boat access only, and then you also have a secondary dock for your boat so that you can dock it there and then get in it and drive out to the house or boat out to the house. But one of the best, I think, lakes, and it's really close to Roseburg.
Wow. And when you say lake, I mean, I'm looking at the picture here. I mean, it's right on the lake.
It is right on the lake, and I love that they designed this house with a full wall of windows that face the lake. So pretty much from anywhere in the house, you're going to have the beautiful lake view.
Yeah, and I mean, boy, why would you not design it that way? That's why you're there. And Loon Lake, a lot of people really love it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm seeing more sales of these. You know, like 20 years ago, I keep hearing people or agents that I know go, man, I wish I would have bought a house 20 years ago because they were significantly less expensive than what we're seeing now. And people are just wanting to vacation in a staycation, and we're seeing more people being able to do that. So travelers coming from all over.
What about some interesting new listings?
So I thought this listing at 562 Country Hill was interesting. It was built in 1969, so it kind of has a mid-century flair from the exterior of the home. It's also on 48 acres. So the thing that I thought was impressive about this was having 48 acres, being really close to Roseburg and I-5. It's also part of this... close to the Umpqua River, right? So you got irrigation rights from the river too. So 48 acres, it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, $769,000.
Boy, you'd be close to vineyards and fishing both.
Exactly, yeah.
So what else should we look at?
Well, this is one of my favorite neighborhoods. I sold a lot of the bare lots up here. This is the Winchester Ridge community. So it's kind of a tucked away community. This is up behind Costco, up on that ridge. The thing I love about Winchester Ridge is that it's really only a couple minutes from town, but you have that rural, private feel, and they're all newer, modern homes. So there's a nice house at 1196 South Ridge Way. It's 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, almost 2,600 square feet, and I think the price is great at $749,900.
You know, it's really tucked back there, so you have a lot of privacy.
Absolutely, and it's wildlife. You see birds and the deer and all that.
So talk about the kind of the lows and the highs and the prices.
So some of these, you know, here's a listing that just went pending. This townhouse, these are the affordable properties here that we're seeing. So it's new construction by Tabor Building. This is a townhouse that's 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1,359 square feet. List price was $329,900. So it's on a smaller lot. So this is what we're seeing to get houses in that affordable price range.
Wow, interesting. Brand new as well.
Brand new, yes.
And what about the top and the low end?
Yeah, so we're still seeing this swing here. $22,500 for a home in Shadow Ranch that just closed this week. 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 924 square feet, built in 1978. And at the other end, we have this beautiful house at 126 Glenwood Court, 5 acres, built in 1997, over 3,000 square feet. This house didn't even hit the market. $990,000 is what it closed for.
So things continue to move fast sometimes.
They are. You got to be, and that's why going to like the $1 million club's important, to be networking with your fellow agents, creating those relationships, and being able to have conversations about what they're working on.
Well, busy time in real estate, especially as we turn into June here tomorrow. A lot going on. It's the biggest investment you'll probably ever make, and if you're making it for the first time or making another one, you probably need some help from people who know what they're doing. How do folks contact you?
Absolutely. You guys, thanks for tuning in to Real Estate Today. And for more information or to get in touch with us, feel free to stop by our office located at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg, or give us a call or text at 371-5500, or you can visit us online at marygilbert.com.